This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative radio show on earth. That's Radio Law Talk. I am Frederick Penny, your host, with my co-host Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter, a good friend of ours for many, many years. Thank you, Cal, for your dedication to this. All you, everyone, our dedication here is to you, the listeners, and we really appreciate you listening to us and pushing out our wonderful radio show. It is the 5th of November, 2022. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. We seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. Today, we're going to, hour two, we're going to have a wonderful discussion about bikini barristers. Those of you who don't know what that is, that's coffee. You go pick up some coffee. There's an interesting thing about that we're going to talk about. We've got Dwayne Wade. We're going to talk about Gabby Patino case. There's many, many more. We got a Tom Brady issue we're going to talk about. Blah, 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 blah. There's so much good stuff here. We're going to talk about a judge. Let's see. What else we got? We got a Manhattan doctor vanishes. Before he might be indicted on a $100 million healthcare fraud scheme. We got
funny how that happens.
Yeah. I just don't know what's going on there. But, what we do come here for is one thing and one thing only, Cal, and that's second hour case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. All right. This might be up Todd's alley and Fred, yours as well. Becky Masura, a lawyer in Philadelphia. A traffic officer pulled her over in 2015. She handed over her license, her registration, pardon my slushing here, and her insurance. But when the New Jersey State Trooper started in with the banal, "Do you know why I stopped you?" she said nothing, not a peep. He asked her again, and again, and again, and she refused to speak. Eventually, the cop asked her to get out of her car. Only then did she say, "I'm a lawyer, and I don't have to answer your questions." And then, nothing again, as he cuffed her and took her to jail. She spent some time in a holding cell before a supervising officer listened to the whole story and let her go. Rebecca was infuriated that the officer did not understand or allow her to exercise her rights. She went to another attorney in her office, the criminal defense guy, and asked her if she might have a case or no case. And Fred Penny, does she, yay or nay? What do you think?
That is a great story, Cal.
Thank you, yeah.
Becky
Masura.
Masura from Philly.
Yeah.
Becky Missouri from Philly.
Yeah.
Masura
from Philadelphia. Masura. She was in New Jersey when she got pulled over.
Oh.
And they didn't like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly that she did the smart thing, which is when you're pulled over, lawyers say, you know, really,
shut your yap.
Yeah. There's actually a lawyer, a very good friend of mine, that has a is big on social media, but says shut something up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his whole saying, is shut up. And I guess one thing you always ask, and Todd, you can help this, is, officer, am I being detained?
Ooh.
Now, Todd, I want you to answer that and later on when we're done here.
Sure.
Why does this lawyer always say, always ask the officer, if you want to talk, say, officer, am I being detained? That's what, and so I want you to answer that question, if that is true, to say nothing. But then when you do say something, officer, am I being detained? On this case, this is very interesting. I believe that is a scenario that occurred. I'm trying to figure out if a lawsuit occurred, and if so, what was the outcome? Clearly, But I don't know what he arrests her for. He can, I guess. See, again, I don't know criminal law, but he can arrest her if she's doing something, or say he founds paraphernalia on her, or whatever. But he does have to have cause of pulling her over. Her license plate was expired.
Well, wrong state.
Or something.
Yeah, right.
No, it can't be wrong state. You can be a different state. So the problem here is, Cal, and I'm making excuses for myself.
I like it.
I don't have the full story as to why he arrested her. And because he said, hey, do you want me to tell you why I pulled you over? And she just sat there. And he could go ahead and say, this is why I pulled you over. He should have, right? But he didn't. So the answer is, great case. Great case, but it's just a scenario. Sorry.
Okay, Todd, what do you think about this? Now, first off, if an officer says, do you know why I pulled you over? What should one say? Nothing?
Well, you know, this gets into an interesting area of giving legal advice. Okay?
Right, we're not giving legal advice.
And I don't want to give legal advice. And, boy, if you go on to TikTok or Instagram,
oh, there are plenty of people.
There are a lot of people that do this. Let me tell you one thing that this is my impression of all of the quote-unquote advice that they say they are not giving on the Internet about what happens at a traffic stop, including Fred's case, Fred's question about asking, am I being detained, and why you would want to ask that. For the most part, my view of all of these things that you hear are not going to change the officer's mind much in terms of whether you do or do not get arrested. I don't really see a lot of those things as being something you can say to really talk down an officer and then, well, you know, I was going to arrest you, but you have convinced me so much with your eloquence and passion that I am now going to turn away. I will send you a letter of apology later.
But passing the attitude test can be important from a motorist perspective, can it not?
But what I will say is those things that people say to do may give your attorney fuel after the fact to challenge evidence that was procured, okay, evidence that was ultimately found. So, you know, if you feel like you are in custody and the officer's putting questions to you and they didn't read you your Miranda rights and you say something, your attorney can then argue, well, you didn't read Miranda, so those statements should be suppressed. Or my client invoked Miranda, you kept talking to him, you should have stopped, and those should be suppressed. Those statements should be suppressed. And the reason I'm going on a little bit more like this is because my quick answer to Cal's question is it's no case. But
scenario man.
Okay.
Scenario day.
Fred, to your question about
am I being detained?
Am I being detained?
And we're not giving legal advice. We're just talking in general, you and I.
Because look, there are three types of police encounters with individuals. One's a consensual encounter. Look, a cop can just come up and talk to you on the street, and if you're free to leave, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if an officer detains you, and note I'm not using arrest, that's the third one. If an officer detains you, which is the second type, that has to be based on what the courts call reasonable suspicion. That's reasonable suspicion that a crime has occurred, is in the process of occurring, or is about to occur. And they have to be able to articulate it. It can't be some suspicion, or it can't be a hunch. You know, I'm detaining you because it's 2:00 in the morning and everybody's drunk at 2:00 in the morning. No, I've got to have a reason to detain you. When you get pulled over, you're detained. An officer may try to argue that, no, this was consensual encounter. This was not a detention. So if you ask the officer, am I being detained? And they say yes, now they will ultimately have to show reasonable suspicion for that detention. If they arrest you, well, that's got to be based on probable cause. To your specific scenario, because I know we're coming up on a break, Cal, to your specific scenario in case or no case, if she remained silent, as she said she did.
She did, yeah.
And the officer arrested her because of the conduct the officer observed before he even got to the car. She gave no explanation. I got probable cause. I'm going to place you arrest. But if the officer later said, well, I arrested her because she wouldn't talk to me, they got a problem, but that wasn't in your scenario. I say no case.
Okay, we come back. We're going to find out whether Todd and I are right. No case. Good scenario, Cal, but we'll be back after this.
All right, what do you think about this? You're welcome to play along. Remember, no wagering. It's not legal in all states. So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues with the answer to our case or no case. Stay tuned.
Radio. Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is the best show ever.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Cal, you know, I'm getting old. I feel like my father when I used to make fun of my dad as you were just starting the show. I think I padded 4 or 5 parts on my body. I padded left to me and to the right where my glasses case. I looked all over for my glasses, and they were sitting in my pockets.
So, well, you have them on now. Just I've got them.
But the thing is my point is I've turned into my dad, right? Or a lot of times you do that and then wear your glasses. On your face.
I love it. I love it. Isn't it great?
Oh, I'm getting so old.
Well, it will.
Go ahead. So, anyway, Cal, tell us about Todd and I getting some points because we're right about Becky Missouri from Philly about getting pulled over and shutting up.
You know, Fred and Todd, I wish I could. I wish I could award you points, but I cannot. Case.
And case. It's a case.
And she was awarded $30,000 for the illegal detention.
So what is it that he detained her for? Do you ever know? It didn't say.
Attitude test.
Well, wait a second.
Oh.
So he pulls her over, right? He pulls her over, asks her, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" Right?
Asks her repeatedly.
So the question here is, when did the detention start? The detention started before she said anything, when they pulled her over. So the question here is, why did he arrest her? What did he pull her over for?
That's what I want. I do not have that information.
But the point is, he arrested her because she wouldn't answer him, right?
Yeah.
That's basically what happened, right,
Cal? The supervisor heard the story and said, get her out of here.
Right.
Get her in her car, get her on her way. And then she said, wait, you can't do that. So she went to a lawyer in her office, and the lawyer said, they can't do that.
Right.
So she was in there for, I guess she got $10,000 an hour.
Wow.
For sitting in jail.
And here's why it would, even if, and I forgot this in my analysis, but if he pulled her over for something that was otherwise an infraction.
Yeah, like a traffic violation.
Because some traffic violations can be a misdemeanor, but if it was an infraction that he pulled her over for, can't arrest somebody on that. Those aren't jail time things, and so it makes no sense to arrest them. It was because she refused to answer a question. So
here's what this comes down to: there is an officer in the New Jersey State Police that needs a little extra training.
Well, maybe he's still there,
or maybe he needs a new job.
How do you know it's a he? Maybe it's she. You don't know. But
and
anyway,
that
whatever.
Is
case. Oh, okay, that's a good one, Cal.
Thank you. Next
you
hour,
you nailed that.
Thank you. And next, that's two for me. Next hour, there's a cop who likes to help fix cars instead of giving fix-it tickets. It came back to bite him. That's next. Case or no case?
No good deed.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Goes unpunished. And that happened to us not too long ago. Of one of my lawyers, like, oh my gosh, he did a favor for someone, and sure enough, we got a bad Google review for the defendant that we helped someone. Can you help me do this? We did it for free, helped him out, and that person owed someone some money, so we helped work out the deal, and they just for free, because they were poor and needed help, and the person didn't finish paying the debt to the other side, and they gave us a bad Google review. It's like, wait a minute,
oh,
we didn't do anything. You weren't even our client. You never dealt with us.
So somebody who wasn't your client.
Listen,
if somebody who's not my client gives me a bad review, that's a badge of honor.
Yeah, I know. No, but this is the point is they didn't make sure that their client or the person they did something for free for to help out didn't pay me. It's like, wait. So we said, you can't do that.
Threats of representing you in court to get your money.
Yeah. No, it was. It was a little minor thing. You know, yeah. It's just one of those things. Now I tell my lawyer, stop. Don't be. You can't be that nice because comes back and. Anyway, it actually turned out well. The guy was nice enough to take it down because it's like, guy, that wasn't us. Had nothing to do with us. So anyway. No good deed goes unpunished, right?
That's right.
All right. Speaking of unpunished. In a place called Everett, Washington, there is an ordinance. They made a dress code ordinance saying that bikini baristas must cover their bodies. And apparently that's something to the effect you got to wear clothing that covers the upper and lower part of your body.
Oh, that's dumb.
I know that. And so, and this is, I'm going to bring up, I'm going to be the devil's advocate on this for Everett, Washington. But the question is that constitutional, and are they allowed to make a dress code ordinance for the city? The U.S. District Court of Seattle found that that dress code ordinance violated the Equal Protection Clause of the United States and Washington, which means, right, two people, like Todd, you said, two people in similarly situated, you can't treat them differently.
That's essentially the Equal Protection
Clause. Yeah, so that's what the court said, and the Supreme Court held the same thing that, wait a minute. No, that was just the, I'm sorry, it was the the U.S. District Court of Seattle found that. So now they can dress as they want. But here's my question. What if it – where does it end? Can they wear string bikinis? And what if they don't wear anything on top? What's the rule there? And I kind of know the answer, but what's this, you know, what would the Supreme Court say on that? If that's the case, that this is unconstitutional to say – to have a dress code within the city – what's to stop them from going further?
Listen, I don't know the answer to that question, but I know I'm very interested in seeing the proposed evidence. And
Your Honor,
oh my God,
Your Honor, I do not object.
Yes. Well, thank you for the argument, Mr. Cuden. Any other arguments as the?
I'm waiting for somebody to come in. Well, under the Second Amendment, it's protected. Well, because you know, if you have the right to bear arms, you can go sleeveless. You should have the. That's not what bear means in that context, sir. Yeah, but that's what it says. Okay, who among us was there with the founding fathers?
All I gotta say is I do know the Supreme Court's held that it's almost like that, and I remember I studied this and I don't remember the details of it, but it's basically you know it when you see it, right? That's kind of what the Supreme Court says. You know it when you see it. Clause about
the what definition of pornography. Right?
That's
well,
right.
Or the definition really, yeah. Of not of being out in public. And hey, this says you gotta cover up lower and upper, and they said that's unconstitutional. So where does that end, or where does that start? Right? That's an argument that people are going to be able to make someday. So I don't know. We'll be like Europe, I guess. I don't know, Cal. You and I probably won't be around.
Is that a made up constitutional right?
I don't think so. Well, don't forget that the Constitution, if it goes to each state, makes a decision, right? We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll continue after this.
Live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. Law Talk contains the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The biggest names in Democratic and Republican politics, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, head to Pennsylvania Saturday hoping to tip the balance in a closely contested midterm race that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. Russian President Vladimir Putin publicly endorsed the evacuation of civilians from parts of Ukraine's southern Kherson region on Friday, the latest sign of Russia's retreat in one of the most bitterly contested areas in Ukraine. Now, of course, those who live in Kherson should be removed from the zone of the most dangerous actions because the civilian population should not suffer, Putin told pro-Kremlin activists as he marked Russia's Day of National Unity. And North Korea fired 4 short-range ballistic missiles into the Western Sea on Saturday as Seoul and Washington ended a high-profile 6-day military exercise. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Stop whining.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Brett Penny.
I think we were on to talking about Dwayne Wade. Is that where we were?
Is that where we are?
Oh, we're okay.
Yeah, okay.
Dwayne Wade. You got to be up at your mic, too, buddy. There you go.
I'm just waiting here in the back.
Hello there.
So Dwayne Wade, and this is something I didn't know, and this is, again, we're politically neutral in Radio Law Talk. That's who we are. We argue both sides. But apparently Dwayne Wade and his ex-wife, they have a daughter that's 15 years old. Her name's Zaya, Z-A-Y-A, and she's transgender, and she's trying to change her name and gender to a female. To a male. And she's doing this journey, and apparently Dwayne Wade is for it, and the mom wants to wait until she's 18. So let's see. The question is, and I wish the negative thing about going over this is our stuff for today, is we don't have Denise Dirks here about what's the rule and the law, and everything is different in every state, but generally what is the rule about a husband and a wife when they're divorced, if they have, let's say they have joint custody, what's the rule about whether making decisions about the child, especially something as, and I'm going to still say, is drastic, as gender identity changing. Who can the one parent object over the other parent until they're 18? That's what I don't know. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I'll give the lawyer answer. And the lawyer answer is, it depends. What I don't know from this here is what the arrangement is between the two of them. If they have joint legal custody, putting aside the physical, if they joint legal custody means they both have a say, they both have a the authority to make legal decisions on behalf of their daughter, or if they have to be in agreement on that. I would note here that the child at this point is only seeking, when they say they're transgender, what we did, that's kind of a broad term right now. What we don't know is if there's been reassignment surgery completed or not. It's a 15-year-old. So assuming that that has not happened, just for the sake of argument, assuming that that has not happened, the only thing this petition is seeking to change right now is the name and the official designation of gender. And, well, unlike reassignment surgery, which might be more difficult, a change of name and gender is something that can be undone. You change it back in the future if, when the person turns 18, they decided to change their mind, what have you. The permanence isn't quite the same as if there was some sort of surgery. So all we're talking about in this case right now is name and gender designation on official forms.
So let's say you and the former Mrs. Kunin had this discussion about one of your children, and she said yay and you said nay. How would you resolve that as a mature couple who's handling your divorce very well?
There's two oxymorons, mature and couple.
Mature and couple.
And Todd and mature.
I'm going to give you the Jabba the Hutt answer, which is,
right.
Well, look, I'll tell you one thing. This kind of came up in the context of religion, right? And there are a lot of religions that, even though there might be joint legal custody, some religions are, you know what, unless both parents are unanimous, we'll just, the official being baptized, joining, we're going to, either we have both agree, or the individual waits until they're 18, they can make up their own mind. And my guess is, that might be the case.
I think generally you're right. I think Todd, well, I know they got to be very, very careful what we're saying here politically, but there's no issue when they're 18, right?
And, that's true.
You know, maybe all this stuff is kind of put in neutral until, like Dwayne Wade says, he's got her teachers, doctors, therapists, friends. That's a lot of people that are going through and trying to make decisions for this young lady. I think it's a girl that wants to change. But maybe we wait till she's 18 and she makes the decision. But some 18-year-olds are like 14-year-olds, right? But I don't know. I just worry that any decisions are made at that young age and they want to change it later. But I know that's a negative and politically incorrect thing to say. But I'm just asking and saying, is that what you should do? Here's the interesting thing about this. Dwayne Wade saying that, look, his former girlfriend from high school, who he had this child with, and they've divorced in 2010, which is a long time ago, said she's an absent parent, so why are you making a decision now, right? And so his argument is, look, you know, that you're not around anyway, so that's at least Wade's argument.
And there are so many things. I go back to Cal's question, what happens when you're... There are so many things that come into this. For example, you might have on a piece of paper 50% joint custody and joint legal and joint physical custody. And let's say that piece of paper is 5 years old, right? Because the divorce is 5 years old, you reached that agreement 5 years ago. But Fred brings up a really interesting point when you talk about absentee parent. If I was a judge, what I would want to know is, okay, I see that on the piece of paper. What's it been like for the last 5 years? Is it true that despite 50-50, child's been with dad 100% of the time, and now somebody's just coming out of the woodwork at the 11th hour to say something different? And then the judge would have to take into consideration what's in the best interest of the child moving forward. And outside of court, the two parents are going to have to take a look at this and say, well, you know, what's going on with the child? There are so many factors involved that it's very hard to answer that question that Cal posed in a way that is, this is how it should be handled.
There's no consistent pattern. I agree with that. Yeah,
it is very case by case. I think your starting point is, okay, what's the legal arrangement? Now let's take a look at the practical, what has actually happened, and you move forward from there.
Would you hope that a judge would look at the parents and say, can you guys figure this out? Do you really need the court to get into something on this level when it is a matter between the child and the parents? Would you not hope that something like that would occur?
Maybe
unrealistic, but...
I think that you would hope that that would occur. My guess is you would hope that. However...
Doesn't happen to...
You know, I don't practice family law, and this is not a personal experience of mine. Having gone through divorce, this is me. But I've been in court waiting for my criminal cases to be called when a family law matter was before mine. And I've seen instances, one I can think of in particular, where it was a custody dispute. And one side wanted to submit to the court statements of the child who was under the age of 10. To inform the court of the child's wishes as to which parent. And I saw one judge one time go absolutely nuts on the party that wanted to propose it. When the judge said this, what makes you think that I am going to read that and then burden a now 8-year-old child when they're 16 or 17 and they have no relationship with the parent they didn't choose and they've been kicking themselves for the last 10 years because I decided to go ahead and decide that based upon what they said. Now they're having to deal with, oh my gosh, I made a statement and now I don't have a relationship with my mom or my dad. Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, here
it was very powerful to see.
Yeah, here's the information, just so you know, I finally looked up and found out. So Zaya was born a male at birth and identified as a transgender as a girl now. So but born as a male at birth, and look, I'm just going to read it. I'm not saying anything, then we're going to go to break, and we're going to go on from this. According to Dwayne Wade, Zaya Wade knew she was, at age 3 years old, that she was transgender. That's all I'm going to say. So, wow. Look, what's interesting is just what we care about as lawyers, and we're talking about, is who makes that decision for a minor child. Would it be the dad or the mom, or do they both have the decision to be made? We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about some Tom Brady news and get into some, I don't know, we got so much going on here. Gabby Petito, we're talking about that lawsuit. We'll be back.
No wonder Denise Dirks is in such high demand. These are tough matters. Radio Law Talk continues in a little bit right here. Stay tuned as the broadcast goes on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Well, all I got to say is I was talking to Todd in the break. We always talk about it. I said, what, you know, we want to talk about Tom Brady and his ex-wife, Giselle, well, his wife that he's divorcing, Giselle.
They're done. They are done.
I know, yeah. They're done. But I'm going to get, but Todd said, what we need to talk about that is what, Todd? What is it you said you want to talk about in that? This is a very critical and important part of this case.
My willingness to volunteer my services as an emotional support attorney for Giselle Bundchen, now that she is single. Now listen. I have made this offer to only a select few. The first, obviously, Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson, I offered my service.
Any response on that, Todd?
That would be negative. There was another. I forgot who it was. There was another individual that I offered services to. It was not Amber Heard, but I don't recall. But
any response to that one, Todd?
That would be in the negative.
No, okay.
In the negative.
Okay.
Amber Heard might respond.
Yeah, that is not an offer on the table. Currently.
Well, that's a shame. Maybe you should reconsider.
Well, no.
You never know.
I like my sheets just the way they are. So,
what?
My point is that, and it's not solely because she's worth $400 million. I mean, did you see the numbers that they're talking about in
this?
I mean, I knew and I had always heard that Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's now former spouse, was worth more than he was. I wonder if he got spousal support so they can maintain the standards because she made more than him. But her net worth, we always knew, was about $400 million. Now, her claim to fame is she was a Victoria's Secret model for about 7-8 years, starting in 2000. And then she's the highest paid model ever. And just kept making money, invested in real estate, probably had great financial advisors. And, you know...
Invested in a quarterback?
Well, here's the thing.
She's got a divorce.
The smart thing for her. So the report is he's worth about $300 million when you factor everything in. If during their marriage they're essentially living off of his income and stuff that's coming in, what's she not really tapping into?
Her
$400 million.
Hello.
And so, but they did buy property, but apparently they had this ironclad prenup that was essentially everything was already decided. There was no haggling. From the time they said we want to get a divorce till the time that it was done, there wasn't a whole lot appeared to going back and forth because of the nature of the prenuptial agreement.
I mean, they walked before the judge in Florida or wherever it was, and it was just like, okay, there's the paperwork signed, the papers are done. Thank you. Have a nice life, everybody. It was that fast.
Yeah. I mean, you figure something like this compared to a Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. How long did that one take to get resolved? Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Still going on.
I mean, they're both single, but they're still fighting over stuff. And Tom and Giselle, well, you know.
Who gets the Florida property?
Well, that's what they're saying. Well, apparently he's getting it.
He gets it.
Yeah, he's going to keep the $17 million mansion. But she apparently just bought a little humble $1.25 million three-bedroom, three-bath-like condo.
What was it, like a mobile home or something?
It was a condo of some sort, and that's all she bought. But I've got to say is it's too bad. But just think of... the kids. Did they have kids together?
They did. So there were three kids that were living with him. Now,
their kids?
One from Tom's previous marriage,
one is
right?
from his previous relationship Bridget Moynihan, actress.
Right.
And then they have two kids together. So the three kids that were there, the two youngest were...
Benjamin 12 and Vivian 9, right?
Yes, and those are Tom and Giselle's kids. And, you know, Tom is... The reports, he's still... active in their lives. He took them trick-or-treating and does stuff, but...
It sounds like it's going to be an actual... Actually, it sounds like it's going to be a nice setup where they... I mean, I bet they get along great, and it turns out that they turn out to be good parents. That's my prediction. I think it's going to be a good thing. And the poor kids, they're just what they've got to go through. I mean, that's no fun, a divorce, but financially, I think it's just going to ruin those kids, you know, having, you know, $733 million approximately, hanging around to help support them.
I mean, I'd be worried about being able to afford college, quite frankly.
I would too.
What, they couldn't buy one?
And so, but anyway, in all honesty, I'm going to say this is, and my prediction is, I think this is going to be a nice setup, amicable, and they're going to get along, and it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be, the children will be happy, and I think it's a good win for something that's not good and that's sad, which is divorce. No matter what people say with the situation, it's always sad for the children.
Yeah.
Not for the parents. It's sad for the children.
And she really, really, really did not want him to go back and play football. Apparently
she never sees him, apparently, is what her argument is. Yeah. Well, Todd's able to see you, Giselle.
Problem solved.
Todd's problem solved. Todd's here for you.
She would never, ever have to worry about me choosing my career over spending time with her.
What about your broken down Toyota car?
You know what? She would never, ever have to worry about me spending time fixing my broken car over over spending time with her. That would not be a case.
Giselle, 855-LAW-RADIO. Call in. Todd's available.
She would never. Anybody here said you have my permission to record it. I'll waive the copyright stuff. Record this snippet and send it to her. Go ahead.
You know, I think we'll do that.
Yes, and listen. I'm closer in age to you, Giselle. I mean, you
You don't have to worry about Todd going and joining the NFL.
You don't have to worry about Tom Brady and his immature 45-year-old age. I mean, good heavens.
Yeah.
He's barely out of college.
And his finicky eating no strawberries, just as an example. Maybe she likes them.
I'll tell you, all kidding aside,
it's a tragedy whenever a family breaks up.
It is.
But it sounds like it's going to be something that's going to turn out. They're doing it in a good way. It sounds like to me. It's not. I think they're being professional about it and doing what's best for the kids. At least what I'm seeing. Again, we don't know all the details, but it comes across. Unlike others, they're just blowing up all over the media.
It sure seems that way, Fred. Yeah. That they both have a good plan, but
right.
Yeah.
But it's never fun for the kids.
You know, this isn't really legal. It's not legal advice, or we're not giving advice, but a legal analysis. But this is a unique situation as well, in my opinion, for Tom Brady, because it would be one thing if it was one of these guys, and you see this sometimes with guys that just won't retire in minor league ball, or they're, you know, their practice squad third string, they just don't want to give it up.
A hanger on. Right.
Because, you know, football's my life and it's all I have, and they're clearly washed up, and Tom Brady's 45 years old, and I would say 99% of all other pro football players at that age would fall into that category. But you got a guy at 45 years old that has done one phenomenal job keeping himself in shape, in football playing shape, and last year was among the top quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
And is still at the top of his game, and quite frankly, putting the family issues aside, as a fan, I want to see how long he can ride this wave.
Will he be like George Blanda of the old Raiders coming in at the fourth quarter and leading the team to... I mean, I don't think he can start for that much longer, in my opinion.
Show me somebody who's better. Show me somebody...
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
I don't think so. I mean, I love Garoppolo.
Baker Mayfield. Definitely not.
He is a phenomenal athlete,
yes,
in what he has been able to do. But the downside to that excellence, that performance, is that it has caused him to be put in a position where he had to make a very critical decision as it related
right
to his
decision,
family.
Yeah. Yes. He told Steve Young, "Steve, you should come back." He said, "They don't hit you anymore. Nobody covers in the middle." He said that to Steve Young.
All right, Gabby Pitino, when we come back, the lawsuits, what's going to happen to Brian Laundrie's parents as they're going to be deposed? The court's weighing in on it.
What a story that is. And that's coming up on Radio Law Talk. We will take a quick break and come up right back next hour at 6 minutes after. So join us then. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.